Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, I'm Elder Bikashiar here with our live Patreon phone call session. Thank you for all you do in supporting the Gathering of Christ Church and myself in particular in the work. None of this would be possible without you, so I would like to say thank you, and may the Most High bless and hedge your home. Let's open this up. Is anything I've discussed and showed forth today, does any of it strikes a chord with you? Metals destroying us. We have to do everything we can to save our bodies and mind. The metals are causing the wheezing and all this other stuff too, that they're claiming is a sickness. Let's go. 347 area code, and after that, I think that's Brother Andre 757. Please make sure that the broadcast isn't playing in the background. It makes for bad radio. 347 area code, you're live with myself, Elder Bikashiar, the Gathering of Christ Church. 347 area code. All right, I'll place you on hold 347 and come back later. I see your hand is raised, so I know you have something to say. 757 area code.
Yes, sir. Shalom, Elder. How you doing, sir?
I'm blessed by the best. How you doing, Andre?
Thank you, playing, sir. His name is Ahaya. Yes, sir. Every week, y'all bring the heat, and it's consistent, man. It's interesting. I was having a conversation with AC recently about Tylenol. And, you know, there's a lot of different cases going on with Tylenol, but one case that got swept under the rug about Tylenol was the fact that Tylenol got voted to be one of the number one drugs that actually depletes glutathione within the body and within the brain. And I thought it was interesting. So I went to Scholar Google at work, and I was like, you know, let me type up all non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, all ACE inhibitors, all cholesterol drugs, beta blockers, and just see their effect on glutathione. And Elder, there's countless studies on Scholar Google that show all of these symptom-based allopathic drugs, especially the non-steroidal anti-inflammatories and the antihistamines, they all deplete glutathione within the body. And it's very interesting because you see a pattern in people who are having these reactions to the graphene and different things, and you find out that they're taking a lot of over-counters, they're doing a lot of things. And glutathione is one of the most powerful antioxidants in the body and in the brain, along with vitamin C, to help rid itself of heavy metals. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who found out that Dr. Andrew Wakefield was a gentleman who found out in the 90s from the Lancet Medical Journal that vaccines were causing autism. He was the guy who found out that a lot of the children with autism, they had so much aluminum on the brain because they didn't have enough glutathione in their system. The vaccines had destroyed their microbiome, which depleted their ability to create glutathione from absorbing the nutrients. Because, you know, like the way the body creates a lot of these antioxidants is through assimilation of nutrients. Fats turn to fatty acids, carbohydrates turn to usable sugars, and proteins turn to amino acids. But if the gut microbiome is destroyed, the body can't assimilate these nutrients. So it was profound what you brought out, Elder, because they attack the microbiota every way they can and destroy your gut, because once you destroy their gut-brain connection, every other defense mechanism in the immune system is left out on the island. It's crazy.
Incredible. Hey, it's pharma key. I don't trust none of that crap. The more we fall for their so-called solutions, the more pharmacies go up. So it seems as if the pharmaceutical apparatus is fueling itself by, who knows, maybe the majority of things that they have that they've created for so-called symptom solution are the problems they've created through having us trust their so-called shots.
Yep,
but I digress.
Exactly.
I don't trust none of that crap. Thank you.
It makes perfect sense, Elder. The same companies that make the inoculations, they make the treatments for the reactions to the inoculations, and then they put you right back in a position to need another one. It's bringing you back. It's keeping you sheep. So just double honesty, Elder. All praises for the work that you guys do. Last point I'll make is it's amazing that you said what you said about your son. I work – by the time a lot of clients get to my desk at work, because I work with people with disabilities, they're already diagnosed with disabilities. And Elder, I can't tell you how many how many submissions I've submitted to DARS, the Department of Aging Rehabilitative Services, to reevaluate a lot of young black men that get in front of me at work, because I'm like, these men do not have disabilities. They are inside a system where 80 to 70% of their teachers are women, and they need men around them to help teach them. I got boys in front of me at work with no disabilities. I'm having regular conversations with them, doing activities with them that other teachers telling me they can't get done. And I'm like, these boys are not disabled. These are regular men. Y'all just don't know how to work with them. It's ridiculous.
It's criminal. But what are we to do? They have separated. They have incentivized having a man out the home. And it makes it where man and woman can't even get together because there's a power struggle. And men aren't going to have a power struggle with a weaker vessel. So now they have full control because women are what? They are emotionally nurturers. And if you can, if a doctor or others have a concern for their child, they will immediately agree to whatever solution that the hospital suggests, the doctor or their nurse suggests, because our sisters don't think, or women in particular, they're not thinking that the system is set up to actually harm their children. So they have separated the man, which is the protector, and they have scared the women into having their children donated to science. And it's a circular issue now, because these young men who would have grown up through the Spirit of God to oppose the system are broken. But that's a whole nother conversation, but ain't nothing we can do. And on top of that, hey, they'll give women a check. So even though sisters won't say it, women won't say it, that money comes in handy. Boy, take your medicine, do this, do that. These people are looking out for you. And on top of that, my bills are getting paid. So it seems as if our whole community have been sold to science. All right.
Thank you, my brother.
I appreciate it.
Bless you, sir.
Bless you. Great call. 563 area code. 563 area code. Yourself, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Basically, I want to touch on the feminine product that you're speaking of, and that the gentleman was speaking of in the video.
Yeah. Hold on.
Just about. Okay, go ahead.
Hold on 1 second. Okay, yeah. Yeah, because I knew that would strike a chord with you sisters out there, seeing how they're weaponizing women's personal napkins. But go on.
Yes, it definitely struck a nerve because I just recently had a miscarriage about a few days ago. And this lesson is very timely because I kept praying to the Most High, like, could you help and show me or help me understand, you know,
I'm
what's
so sorry.
Going on. And I have been using those feminine products, the liners and not just for the monthly time, but just, you know, just for a liner period. And it's just so timely with the lesson. It really is. It just helped answer a lot of questions as far as what else, because, you know, you take your vitamins and you do everything you're supposed to try to make sure that baby becomes healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what you do, they always have something around the corner of their sleeve to counter what you're doing.
Sister, I'm so sorry you had to go through that, but I'll tell you this. I'm glad you see this because it's time for our people to go natural. There's natural feminine napkins. That stuff they put in Walmart that's coming from China, all that stuff, they're weaponizing all of these products. And what better way to get the child than to have it where your regular feminine napkins, because sometimes you just use it just to stay extra clean or whatever the case is, right? Even on the outside of your monthly. But suppose you have it and your baby's sitting there growing and they have something, a radiation, going into you, attacking the baby, unbeknownst to the parents.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're evil.
Very.
So it's time to look into everything. It's time to even look into when we have children, look in these Pampers and find out whether or not, open this stuff up and see what's in them.
And then
Johnson & Johnson have already been sued.
Sorry.
Johnson & Johnson have already been sued with their baby powder. Mm-hmm. When I was growing up, the parents would put the baby powder in the Pampers or your own. We used to have cloth diapers and have to mm-hmm. clean them and all that growing up with safety pins. Mm-hmm. But we would still, to stay extra dry, the mother would put powder in there. Come to find out the powder was going into the girls, causing cervical cancer down the line. This was actually lawsuits that was mm-hmm. actually placed against Johnson & Johnson for their baby powder.
Yeah.
So it's time to back up from this all the way and go natural. But go on, you have the last word.
I was just going to say, like, you are more focused on the children that you have out also, because I do use the cloth diapers for them, but not even realizing, hey, they were putting this in diapers. What about your feminine products? So that definitely helped. This lesson and the lessons you've guys done before definitely helped, and this was very timely. That's all I want to say.
Well, thank you, sister. Whatever you do, don't blame yourself. The Most High have that child spirit, and, you know, he can send that spirit again. So don't fall down on yourself. Don't feel bad on your, you know, on you didn't know. But this is what we're here for. We're here to look into everything to help navigate and help our people through this. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, and bless you. Are you in the academy?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Bless you. Thank you. I really appreciate
you.
It.
Thank you.
All right, Shalom.
Shalom.
484 area code. Like I said, I'm not going to be taking a lot of phone calls tonight, getting ready for the Sabbath, but I hope the information in this particular short Patreon update was useful. 484 area code. How are you?
Oh, Shalom, Elder. This is Elizabeth from the New York Party.
Hi, how are you, Elizabeth?
You made so many different points, but one of the major ones was the one about the feminine products, like the sister
yeah.
was stating before. This is like around the pandemic. I had seen a video similar to that, not the one that you showed, a different one that was talking about certain things that wasn't a feminine product. So I switched over to reusable products that we can just use. And, like, I saw the difference, like, a couple months down the line, I saw the difference of how I was feeling and my body regulating itself from how it was before. And even though after everything with the cold happened and people started, you know, taking the shots and stuff like that, I saw mm-hmm. that I saw the difference on how it affected my reproductive. I had to go more than once to the doctor because I started getting certain symptoms and claps that I didn't have before, you know. But I noticed the difference between me being around these people because I, you know, I work around a lot of them. So I see the difference of when I'm around them more per month versus when I'm by myself doing certain works and not being in the vicinity. You know, and I've actively seen that because I've been monitoring myself on that.
Hey, sister, listen, who knows? They probably develop having all these UTIs and all these other things that women are uncomfortable with getting and all that. They've been attacking our sister's reproductive organs since birth. So I'm glad you figured this out because believe it or not, that was eye-opening when I seen this guy take that whole thing apart, that feminine napkin, put it in water, and was able to light a light bulb with it. Now, this is to say why some of our sisters are having cysts and all this. They've been attacked every time they put those feminine napkins down there.
So, yeah, no, there's not others. There's also others when a lot of the women that uses the tampons, they're more internal. So just imagine what's going in and what those things have, you know. So it's very eye-opening. And I'm just glad for the work that you do and all the elders and everyone because, like, a lot of the information that I had prior, you all just put it together in a manner that just made so much sense. And I'm honestly grateful for that, you know. And there's another point that you made about the...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
I'm listening.
There's another point that you made about the games. I used to be an avid gamer with my brothers and sisters and my children, right? And it's funny because we also watch a lot of anime. It's these Japanese cartoons that I used to watch before. And I also noticed that there's certain themes on certain one of their storylines, which actually touched on that, like that the people will get stuck in the game, their conscience can never leave, and if you died in the game, you would like never come back, you know. And I was like, wow, that that all of those storylines that they put in these so-called animation cartoons for adults and children are actually coming to pass in that manner. And I'm like, it's really like the truth is stranger than fiction. You know what I'm saying? Like the truth sometimes
yeah.
is so mind-blowing that this is really the truth. So, you know,
yeah.
I'm just continue to do what you do because, you know, I send people your lessons and I send them little clips. The clips that you do is amazing because I can send it to people that can't digest such a long lesson, and they've been able to very slowly kind of like call me back and they start asking me questions. It's like, yo, and then I was like, hold on, I'll send you another one. And so that's really cool. So thank you for that too.
Well, thank you, sister. And thank you for all your support. And like I said, none of us, the elders, we cannot do this without the support of the body. And I'm glad you're with us. Bless you, sister.
Praise the Most High. Bless you too.
All right. Bless you. Shalom. We're going to try 347 once more. And thank you again for being loyal Patreon members. Tell a friend, tell your family. This is where you get the information, especially in the academy, okay? 347 area code. We're going to try that once more.
Okay. So, Elder, I said I noticed after, you know, I couldn't get through to you, I had accidentally hit my mute button, but I got it open now, so I can talk to you now.
It's okay.
Okay. Two things. Okay, right at the beginning of the on your when you was on YouTube, you made mention of the fallen angels, and that reminded me of something that I had been wondering about for a long time. You know, I'm a person, I love to get to the bottom of a mystery, and I just recently saw a video talking about people mentioned about the little people and all these legends, the Norse legends of everything. And then they made mention of the fact, and then related to people disappearing. And then also, you know, I imagine you've heard about David Politis and his investigations of all the people coming up missing out in the wilderness and places like that. And then when and if they are found, they can't seem to remember what has happened to them during the time they were missing. And I was just wondering, what is your take on that, these missing people? Because I know these when they talk about the fairies and little people and brownies, I know it has to have some basis for the legends to even start in the first place. So has the Most High revealed to you anything on what's going on out in the forest and these disappearances or like that?
Of course. Really, you have to realize the cities were built within their construct, out of the construct of the woods. This is where the other beings exist. Now, also, they're over government, and on top of that, there's reports like the Montauk report that happened in New York, where you had children who thought that they were abducted and said that they had people came, little men or whatever the case is. When really it's experimentation. It's them allowed by the powers that be are allowed for them to go to certain families to have their children experimented on. So I'm going to go into that and more with extraterrestrials in the academy. So I'm going to hold tight with that and bring up some of those reports in the academy. But it's all the same. What happens with people who get missing in the woods and all that for experiments, and then later they can vaguely make out what happened? It's eerily similar to the Montauk report when there was the many reports in the 80s, especially in some of the 70s and 80s, of extraterrestrial abduction, where they could vaguely make out what really happened. Those stories are similar. But really, it comes down to the religious sacrifice and experimentation on mankind. It's religious.
Okay. Now, in talking about the medals and makeups and what people put on their faces, I know, well, when I brought to mind, going back to the, you made mention of the fact, I know you've been telling us all along about King James was a black man. With him being black,
yes.
That meant his mother, Mary Queen of Scots, would have been black also, and her cousin Queen Elizabeth I. Now, Queen Elizabeth I was, I imagine she must have been a light-skinned black woman because all the pictures you see of her was white. And I read somewhere where she did wear a type of makeup that had, I can't remember what they said, it had arsenic or something or something in it. And they believe that was, over a period of time, that's what caused her death. But in saying that, I was thinking about, I think it would be nice for maybe a lesson in the academy about exactly when, after we ran out of Jerusalem, did we actually start ruling in Europe? And I know you said that we were ruling up until Oliver Cromwell killed King James's son, and that's when the European royalty started being whitewashed. But I think it would be very, interesting for us to have an academy lesson as just exactly when we started ruling after we left Jerusalem in the European area. That's all I have to say.
Okay, that's an easy understanding when you look at the time period of Septimius Severus. Okay, we're talking about around the third century. Around the third century AD.
Okay.
About 300 years after Christ, we began to destroy the Roman Empire. Septimius Severus and Picinius Niger, two black generals, split the Roman Empire. And that's when black nobility began to reign under those noble families from those generals.
Okay.
So I'll make sure I bring out some of that history within the academy in the future. No problem.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Bless you. All right. Let's go to the next call. I'm going to try to get through as many as I can before segueing out of here. 678 area code.
Shalom. Yes. Hi, Elder. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I wanted to ask you if you had seen this movie called Transcendence. It stars Johnny Depp, and it was put out in, I believe, like 2014. Back then, I knew nothing about Neuralink and, you know, the whole transhumanism thing. But this movie, I watched it recently, and I'm telling you, it is so timely, and I just wanted to recommend that you watch it because, you know, I know you'll be able to pick up stuff that I cannot in the movie, and then maybe you can come back and, you know, break it down to us and tell me what you think about it. You know, Hollywood, sometimes they put it out there, but because we don't have the information, we can't pick up on what they're saying at the time. And so now that, you know, this you're bringing this to our attention, and, you know, Elon Musk with his whole, you know, Neuralink thing. It's the same thing. It's just so incredible at how, you know, linking mankind to a computer interface. It's just incredible. So I wanted to know if you would mind watching that and then coming back break it down.
Well, sister, thank you for referring this, because there's not too many movies Morgan Freeman was in that I didn't see. So I just pulled it up. So I'm going to see this movie Transcendence. I need something to watch anyway. It's a cold spell right now. There's nothing really good on anyway. So
there's a blank
in real good, and, you know, as far as real time stuff that we can actually enjoy right now during the winter.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. So I'm going to check out Transcendence
so
and give you my opinion on it.
I can't wait. Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you. Shalom. You gave me something to see. I appreciate it. All right, 585 area code going down the line, then 609. 585.
Shalom, Elder.
Shalom, how are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed by the best. His name is Ohio. I just want to ask you real quick, what about those of us, I'm fused from the L3 to the S1 with titanium metal. And
okay.
I wonder, you know, I just want to get your opinion on that. And also, in the past, you know, I don't know if you heard about all these lawsuits that usually come up with the hernia mesh that they were using, and they recalled them because it was causing problems in their body. Could you just comment on that?
Well, the science of using metal in surgeries were perfected during the time of the Egyptians. A matter of fact, they would say during the time of Joseph, that science and all that came there with him. So there is good science that comes with bone fusion and all that using metals, if it's not a metal that would break down and get into the bloodstream, right? Titanium is one of the hardest metals, one of the most strongest metals. They would use steel and iron. They would use that. And these particular metals were more stern, right? And very rare, those particular metals would get into the bloodstream. Now, if they get into the bloodstreams, of course, when you have those lighter metals like aluminum breaks down and goes into the bloodstream. And some of the lighter metals they've been using in our current science today is more lethal than what they were using back then. So you would still want to utilize all of those vitamins and minerals that we put out there earlier so that your body, if there is something leaking in your body, you could actually, you know, relieve your body of some of that through metal detoxification. Now, the other thing is mercury is a poison. They started putting mercury in our teeth. You're supposed to use, that was a leakage into our system that was causing all types of neurological damages, mental illness, and everything else. Now, another thing, to actually misdirect people from the truth about metal toxins, they started coming up with these diagnoses like ALS and claim they don't know where ALS comes from. When ALS is really metal poisoning. That's all ALS is. Okay. And they say, well, usually people can't recover. They can live this amount of time with ALS, but they'll never get to the solution of it. It's metal poisoning. It's when the body is so filled with metal toxins, maybe in the mouth, the membrane, or the head. What happens is it affects the brain communication with extremities. It throws off the brain. It's a neurotoxin. Neural is the brain. So now your brain cannot send the regular signals to your extremities and do the natural things your brain would do due to the clog. The brain arteries and veins are being clogged through metals. And that's what if you get the metals out of your body, metal toxins, and your brain will begin to send the normal signals to your body. Or not. If you don't do it, your body will break down, and eventually there'll be no need of communication because the body will paralyze. So I'm finding out a lot of this down the line, speaking to professionals who understand that they've been hiding their attacks, their metal attacks on us through these diagnoses. The only thing I have to do, now all they have to do is say autism. That's ALS. Mm. And the family will believe that this was some disease the child caught or was genetically born with, not realizing that they're being attacked through the metals. Hence the reason this particular broadcast today was so important. But again, titanium is one of those stronger metals that are utilized that rarely leaks into the bloodstream. But still, you should make sure you're eating the right things and detoxifying your body of metals just in case, but still consult a doctor. All right?
All right. Appreciate that. Yes, sir. I'm taking those supplements. Thank you very much. Blessings. And thank you for the work you do. Shalom.
All praises. Thank you. All praises be to the Most High. Thank you. 609 area code. 609.
Yes, yes. Shalom, Elder.
Shalom.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. The floor is yours.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to try to keep my comment on the medical field. My first issue is in regards to giving blood work. I'm a type 2 diabetic, Elder, and periodically I have to go in to get blood work, you know, to get my A1C and determine how I'm dealing with my diabetes. But the last time I actually went to get some blood work done, a strange thing happened where the nurse had the needle in my vein, and for some reason, Elder, blood wasn't coming out. It wasn't filling the tube. And, I kind of have a little phobia with needles, but I'm going through the motions, and I'm watching this girl, but there's, you know, the tube's not filling up. So she basically said that your vein rolled on me, and out of the 20 years I've been giving blood, Elder, I never ever heard this before. But long story short, she had to get assistance. She needed another nurse to come in, and eventually I had to give up my other arm because the initial jab wasn't working. My point is, when we give blood work, you would think that it's safe. You try to find out what's going on in your body. But could that be a way that they can inject foreign objects into you? I'm not trying to sound paranoid, but there was the fact that she didn't get blood out of me made me wonder, okay, if you're not getting blood out of me, then what the Hades are you doing, you know? Is it safe? Is it safe to actually give blood work?
Okay. Now, you have so many layers here because first and foremost, all right, your diagnosis, whatever you're dealing with, okay, first and foremost, you can believe what they're telling you if you would like to. But based on the science that I have learned through natural herbologists that I've met overseas who told us what they was going to do, what they were doing to our people in the inner cities, diabetes isn't a disease more so than a vitamin deficiency.
There's
no disease called diabetes. So it was more so a scare tactic to get people on the insulin. The synthetic insulin began to attack the body, and now you're a what? You're now a continual, permanent customer for their science.
Okay.
So really, at the end of the day, you would probably want to find a way to get a doctor who understands the body naturally, to get you away from all these, because if they wanted to, they can diagnose everyone out there with anything. They've made everyone sick. They have shot people with things. We don't know what they've given us as children. So we have to do everything to get our body back to its natural state, to function naturally. That should be the objective. It shouldn't be the objective listening to their, oh, I'm a type 2, I'm type. I don't want to hear none of that crap, because your solutions lead to what? It leads to a short lifespan. So if I was you on that diagnosis, I would, because it only get worse. Eventually your limbs get cut off and everything else. And then they'll convince you all the way until you're in a casket. It's
now, we don't want that.
Write your body. Yeah, but get yourself a natural herbologist. Say that I have this particular diagnosis. How do I wean myself off of this altogether? Why I don't got to give them blood or nothing? How do I get myself back? And that should be your objective, your spirit, and get your body back. Because eventually what's going to happen, if we don't take the mark of the beast, they're not going to allow us into their institutions for medical help anyway. So it's best while we have the opportunity to get our bodies at the maximum without the dependence on their so-called medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, when it comes to giving blood and all that, I don't know about that. That's something that you have to check into. I've had situations growing up. If you go to a hospital, they immediately want to do blood work. And I had a thing where there wasn't a vein there, and they had to find another vein. That's just a natural thing that comes with nurses. So I wouldn't be alarmed there. I'm more alarmed with you continually going there, knowing where it leads. I know so many people who had that diagnosis, who had stuff, their limbs cut off and everything else. And they were convinced all the way into an early death. I'm more concerned about that than I am the blood, them not being able to get blood. Obviously, if you're taking insulin or something else, your veins are drying up to a degree where there is no veins to get blood like it used to be. And that happens with diabetics who was on insulin.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're on insulin, eventually your veins are going to dry up and they're not going to be able to get blood anyway.
Okay, Elder, I'm not on insulin. I take pills.
Well, the pills, those pills actually does the same thing on a lower level than insulin. It's the same stuff.
Okay.
So you, what you have to do is get with the doctor and get weaned off that stuff and naturally get your body to where it is. As long as your body is dependent on that stuff, you're subjected to the side effects that may have long-term grave implications. So all of us need to work to get to a natural source of healing at the end of the day, or we're going to have to suffer the consequences that comes with the ill side effects. All right?
Okay. All right.
All right, my brother. Bless you.
All right. Thank you.
And again, sometimes this stuff get all up in our system where there's a dependency on it, or there's a if you try to go off of this medication cold turkey, the body crashes. So I wouldn't suggest anyone stop what their doctor's saying. Advise your doctor that you want off this stuff permanently, and let them know. Give me a schedule in which I can wean myself off of that, and I'll replace it with natural herbs. That's what I would suggest, even though your doctor would very rarely say, well, I don't want you off of it because you're a repeat customer. He's a prescription writer. So try as you can, as you may, to get off of that stuff, to wean yourself from a doctor into a natural way of healing. All right? 646 area code.
Hello? This is...
Shalom, you're live. 646. Yes.
Oh, great. Shalom. So yeah, I'm from the South Africa body, but I stopped into DC and New York every once in a while. It was great to see Elder Lawyer while he was in town. Wow. Again, thank you all for the work. All praise to the Most High. I just wanted to make a brief comment on the, you know, remember in Exodus when Moses went up to the mountain and the children of Israel created the bull, he ground up the bull into like gold dust and made them drink it, and it reminded me of the colloidal silver that you were suggested we take a look at, because when I was looking into the graphene particles, it's also being used. Graphene is being used for gold extraction because gold sticks to it, and I was just so it just made me kind of think of, you know, I'd love your comment on this. Like, if you were to take, like, gold nanoparticles and drink it, and if you had that graphene in you, it would kind of, the gold would stick to the graphene and kind of, you know, liberate your body of it when you go relieve yourself. And so, you know, I thought that was very interesting. And do you have any other take on that, on Moses making them drink the gold dust?
Well, the only take I have on it, now that I understand the science of gold and silver, colloidal silvers, when it comes to many parts per million, I think that the Most High had them drink it, but all in all, it had a medicinal effect that can help them through sicknesses down the line. Mm. But all in all, I believe there was a medicinal side to protect our people, even though they did what was wrong against the Most High. I believe it was still in his word to make sure, it was in his promise to make sure they get through into the wilderness. Don't forget, one of the first trips were taken, the wars were to get to the law, statutes, and commandments first before going on to the journey to the land of Canaan. So I believe it was one thing that we did wrong that was turned into a positive for those who disobeyed at that time. I believe there was a medicinal side of things that can help us get through the sicknesses in the wilderness.
Yeah. Well, right? Thank you, Elder, and I appreciate all your work you're doing. Thank you.
All right, thank you, and bless you. That's a good point he made. Now, I don't know for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if that metal turned into something where it could help us, like colloidal silver. There's, believe it or not, if you have the money for it, colloidal gold is even better, but it's too expensive. These are metals that attach itself to agents in our bodies that are attacking us, and it comes out in your urine or your waste. It actually excretes the body of any poisons. It's like a natural, what we would call today, penicillin. A natural antibiotic. 901 area code.
Hello.
Can hey, how are you? Good evening. Shabbat shalom.
All is well. Shalom to you, Elder. I'm just checking in to see if I have a couple of questions. I'm coming out of what you would call the Word of Faith denomination, and one of the things, one of the major doctrines is, you know, you will have what you say, speak to the mountain, and the mountain will be moved, those the kind of things. I watch you all the time and watch many of your old videos, and I haven't yet come across anything to indicate specifically how to pray in faith, like concerning all of these chemicals that that we have obviously been ingesting and making a part of our beings through vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. How do you, you know, after having done all to stand, how do you actually pray to come against this in the spirit realm is my first question. And I don't have grandchildren yet, but I'm hoping that I will be able to convince my children, or certainly my son, who would be the first probably to have bring me a grandchild, to refuse the vaccine, especially if they have to go into the public school system where I believe vaccines are required. Could you expound on how to pray?
I think I get the gist of what you're asking. Let's deal with it's backwards. All right. Nothing is required. Things are mandated. Okay. This is the Jedi mind trick they give us when it comes to, well, you have to get these things and you can't go to school. That's a lie. There's religious exemptions as well as medical exemptions. They just don't want you to make a public proclamation that these particular exemptions exist. As long as you don't make a big stink out of it and holler in the office and all these things and tell other parents that you are exempt, your child can go to anything they want with a religious exemption and say it's against my religious beliefs. And if that school try to deny your child entry, that's a lawsuit. You can sue the city.
Okay, didn't know that.
So this is because they have made people believe it's the people they put behind these particular deaths when you go into the administration. Well, your child can't enroll the first thing they do when you enroll, they ask about the vaccine schedule. Because why? The state pays the school, believe it or not, it's incentivized within the funding for the school that each child that's vaccinated is why the school can still stay in existence. It's actually placed within the funding to allow the school to exist. You don't have nothing to do with that. And on top of that, you know, they cannot now charge the state for that child if it's not vaccinated. Well, listen, that's not your problem. See, that's the bureaucratic side of it, that they're not telling people that the school is getting funded per child that's enrolled and is vaccinated. Now, what you can do is say, according to my religion, I'm not allowed to do that. And if every other child in this school is vaccinated, then they've been vaccinated against anything my child could have. So if anything, my child, we're willing to take on the risk, because there's no risk with the children in this school who are already vaccinated. Now, when you put it that way, they'd be like, well, okay, you take on the risk. But a lot of people don't know. A lot of our people in particular don't know. In the red states, where the Republicans are, it's known that they have rights under their religious rights and as well as their medical rights. It's like my child is already suffering with this particular diagnosis, and because they're sick with this, that, and the other, I don't want to chance another vaccine for my child. So you have medical exemptions as well as religious exemptions. There's no such thing as a requirement. It's a mandate.
Okay.
I can mandate something right now. That's not law. And you have to understand what your rights are. Okay. Now, for parents who would like to believe what they're saying and do it, they have the right to do that. for those who have the religious right to say, what's in that is against my core beliefs in God. How can they penetrate that without a lawsuit?
Absolutely.
Now the next thing, when it comes to that speaking things in existence when you pray and all that, that manifest and all that stuff with it, that, let me tell you, that's straight Satanism. There is no manifestation. Christ said how to pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts if we've got debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And forgive my trespasses as I trespass against others. In the Lord's Prayer, it's covering everything one would pray for when it comes to protection and understanding on how to connect with God. There's nothing else that you can need that can cover you outside of the prayer Christ gave the disciples. It encompasses everything.
No, that they actually teach that the model prayer that you just recited is not valid because they believe the kingdom has come, that the kingdom is here. So it's almost like you negate the entire prayer because you're told that the kingdom is here, as if Christ is teaching the disciples how to wrongly pray. That blows my mind.
Man, sister, you was a part of a crazy house. Inadvertently, they have nothing to do with you. Those people are crazy. Okay? Not you in particular, but the people you are a part of are crazy. That's like a cult to me. You mean kingdom come. You go outside and you see what's going on outside. When Christ comes, there'll be no war, no peace, no death. I know what they're saying. They're dealing with some metaphorical preeminence type of God where something is going on in a different realm and everything have already happened. Nonsense. There is no kingdom.
Oh, wow.
The kingdom isn't here yet. And what they're trying to do is they're Satanists over that particular church who's trying to take away your greatest superpower, which is the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer covers everything. You do this, it goes directly into the center of heaven, and the angels bring that back on earth as thunder. It tell you that in the book of Revelations. Christ hear that prayer. He gave you the prayer. Why wouldn't he listen to it?
Wow, that's amazing. That's freaking amazing. I can't believe that, how simple my life could have been had I known that. Oh, my God. Well, let me recommend this before I let you go. Let me recommend Truth Unedited. You know that ministry. I think you've shown an excerpt of one of their videos. I don't know if you watched the one that's called "Is Modern Science Inspired by God" or something like that. That one is incredible. I don't know if you are aware of that one. That's a good one if you try to. And also the one about the metaverse and CERN. Those are pretty good videos by that. And of course, the one that I really loved, I think, talks about the social gospel regarding Dr. King since his birthday just passed. But you did answer my question, and I thank you so much.
Well, thank you, sister.
Thank you.
Welcome to the truth. Your eyes are finally open. Bless you.
Yes, sir. Bless you.
All right, I'm sorry about that. Let's go down the line. We only got a few more before this particular broadcast or this particular Patreon. I love Patreon. I love this, but, you know, the Academy is just on another level. Hope you all in that Academy. 469 area code. We only have three more calls before this particular broadcast ends. All right, down to the last two. 843.
Hello. Shalom.
Yes, you're live with the Gathering of Christ Church Patreon. Shalom. The floor is yours.
Shalom, Elder. Shalom.
Please turn me off in the background, please.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Elder.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize, brothers and sisters. It's getting late, and if I'm playing in the background, it totally disrupts the back and forth or the interaction. I can't hear what your comments are, and I won't be able to hear whether or not you have questions that I can answer. So I apologize. Make sure if you're sitting in queue that you're listening more so with the radio than you are with Blog Talk Radio than you are with the Patreon. You would have to mute the Patreon so that you can hear. Last call for this evening, 720. And I'm sorry, if you have a question you pose or a comment that you wanted to state, please write that down, and next week I'll be more than happy to answer those. 720 area code.
Shalom,
last call for this evening, sir.
How you doing? My name is Yazid, man. I'm from Colorado Springs, Colorado. I was out here when I've been following you since about 2012 when Shemashwan was out here, man. So, Shalom,
oh,
brother.
Bless
I need to get baptized in the church. Yes, sir. And I know Gabar, Josh, man. If he's with you, tell him I said what's up.
Okay, so you know Yashar Gabar?
Yes,
do you have his number?
I do.
Okay,
I hit him
give
up.
Him a
I
call.
Saw him on one of your episodes. You brought him in there, so I gave him a call. He hit me back. So, what
okay,
I wanted to
what's
say
your
is,
name?
What's
your name?
My name is Yazid.
Yazid. Okay, let me tell you this before you, bring the point that you wanted to bring this evening. I apologize to the brothers and sisters in Colorado because I had no idea that what was going on over there had nothing to do with the Gathering of Christ Church. What that brother Shawan, whoever his name was, I don't know what he was doing. Okay. So I had to apologize to people because he was implementing all types of madness that has nothing to do with our church that I would never would seek to attach our church's name to. So
right.
But when the church is set up over there again, you're going to get the exact understanding of what the church intended over there. I want to say this. That started over when I was overseas, and I wasn't able to implement and put someone in place who learned directly under us. It was only through proximity someone would call from an area, and we would guide them. And this is how Colorado was set up, because he was dealing with all different types of doctrine, making us believe he was with us. And I want to apologize for that. That will never be allowed again. And when Colorado is set up, you're going to understand what the Gathering of Christ Church is really about there. All right.
I know what you got about. Subsequently to that, man, I left. And, you know, it's a long story, but yeah. But I've been following you even though through all that. So, man, I know what you're about. So.
Okay. I just want to put it out there in case others are listening. But go on.
Okay. Yeah. So what I wanted to say is a lot of times Hollywood, there's so many things that people say, but a lot of times when you talk about Los Angeles and Hollywood and all that, a lot of times, man, they put stuff out there, and I think a lady before was speaking about it, but in the movie The Matrix, and the brother Andre, I believe, spoke about the stomach and how a lot of dis-ease comes from that region of the body. And in the movie The Matrix, they pulled out the metallic, whatever that was, the metallic bug, right from that midsection, man. So the metallic part. Also in the movie Terminator, they use the liquid metals and stuff. So they show a lot of stuff in movies. And I break things down, like, in my head now, listening to you guys and stuff about as far as, you know, what to stay away from and what signs and symbols that they use, man. So I appreciate that. But that was just something I wanted to share, too.
Well, thank you, brother. And I hope you are part of the growth that will soon be done in Colorado. I'm going to make sure I put down your number and talk to you. And we're gonna begin to do some great things over in Colorado. I hope you're a part of it. Okay?
Oh, yeah. I definitely want to be. One more thing. I'm looking to get baptized, my wife and I, man. While he was here, you know, the brother who we were just talking about, that was something that was supposed to be done and never did. So I'm really eager to get baptized, man. Like I said, I've been following out since 2012, bro.
Okay. Well, no problem, sir. That's what we're here for. So I got your number. We're going to reach out and make that a reality, all right?
All right, man. Shalom. Thank you for all the work that you guys do.
Thank you, sir. Okay, that concludes our Patreon for this week. May the Most High be with you. Stay blessed.